Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. As always, we're so glad you're here. We're closing out the month of April, getting ready to move into May with an awesome trip report. We're headed to Sugarloaf. Where's Sugarloaf? Stand by. We're talking to Dominique in just a second. First, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books for the Disney fan in your life. It could be you, could be your significant other, could be a friend at work. Get them something to read this spring. Two great books. You got the Wisdom of Walt, the original book focused on Disneyland and how Walt Disney got the best out of those around him, built a three-dimensional experience that you can walk through. It's now called Disneyland, and also inspired those around him. And also the new book, Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, focuses more on Walt Disney World and all the innovations that were happening down there. Get fired up for life. Make yourself better and just celebrate being a Disney fan. Check it out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save money on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for with some awesome pictures, and so much more. For the cost of a meal back at Pinocchio's Village House, you're going to get 365 days of great information. Just drop by today. Pick up that subscription over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1322 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and Magical Mouse Radio, which is back. And if you haven't seen the details, check out Magical Mouse Radio on Facebook. It's all over there. So today, of course, it is a Monday. We're closing out April. And as we do every Monday, we have a great trip report headed for you. We're headed over to the Grand Floridian. And an awesome stay, first time trip for a kid. Gotta love that. Dominique's joining me from New Jersey. Dominique, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Glad to be moving into May. I mean, this is the best time of the year. Is this a good time to be in New Jersey springtime?
We've been having kind of like bipolar weather, so I'll get back to you.
I know. I hear the same thing in the Midwest here in St. Louis. It's been really cold. So I think we've turned the corner. At least we better have turned the corner by May. You know, we've had some cold ball games. So let's hope we can get some at least decent. You know what I'm worried about? I don't know if it gets like this in New Jersey, but sometimes here in St. Louis, we can go straight from winter to summer. You know, I do want a good month or two of spring weather, you know, something in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, that's what I feel like is going on right now. But we're getting into the spring weather. This week is supposed to be nice, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, good deal.
As long as there's no more snow, because we got hit with tons of snow this year.
We didn't get much snow, but we got the super cold weather. Like, I mean, it was still, I was wearing my long johns, you know, in April, so something's wrong with that picture. So let's get out of that. I finally busted out the shorts. So anyway, speaking of shorts, down in Florida, you're always wearing those most times of the year. We're going to be talking about your trip, and you went down, stayed at Grand Floridian Club Level. I think that's every Disney fan's dream. So before we talk about what the stay was like, tell me about planning this trip. Why did you guys go down, and what was the occasion?
Well, I get a Disney itch like twice, maybe three times a year. And prior to us having kids, we were able to kind of just pick up and go. We usually book a trip maybe 6 weeks out because we're just like really impulsive like that. So my daughter was born and my husband's like, we can't take any trips for like at least a year. So I'm like, oh, okay, sure. And I ended up getting a unique offer code in the mail. So I started pricing out just different resorts and my husband saw what I was doing and he was like, absolutely not. but I kind of kept putting the pressure on, and he loves food and wine. That's actually how I got him into Disney. So I kind of used that as leverage, and we have friends down there we hadn't seen in a while that wanted to meet Peyton, my daughter. So he kind of just was like, all right, but only for like 5 days. We usually go maybe like 8 or 9 days. So I took it. I had to take what I could get. So when I was pricing it out, club level actually ended up being cheaper than the regular room. And that kind of worked out because we usually get the dining plan. We usually get the deluxe dining plan, but I wasn't sure if that was going to be really doable. My daughter was 7, about to be 8 months when we were going down. And I wasn't sure how like the sit downs were going to work with her and her nap schedule. And so we figured we could get a quick service dining plan and supplement with the food in the club level. So that kind of worked out well for us. And we stayed for 5 days, and it was really nice because we stayed, I didn't know there's actually two club levels. There's like a club level in the main building, mm-hmm. and then like a separate, one of the outer buildings is the Sugarloaf club level, which where we stayed, and the pool, like there was a pool directly outside, and like the, there was always food available in the lobby. It was just great. It was a really good time.
So you mentioned you kind of booked this, and those unique offer codes do come out to entice you to do just what you said, you know, to book a last minute trip. You know, they're trying to fill those empty rooms where they have space, really give you a, you know, a discount that's worth, you know, being impulsive in those cases. So did you have any, you're veteran travelers to Walt Disney World, you said. So was there any challenge in just the fact that you guys tend to go last minute, where a lot of our listeners, you know, they're counting down 500 days or so, you know, they might be a year and a half out and they're excited for their trip. You guys are kind of the opposite, but do you find any challenges, or, you know, it's probably nice to not have to like think about it for a whole year.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to deal with a really long countdown, but for us, because we know that we're going to go back, we don't really kind of stress maybe the hard to get fast passes or like ADRs, because I'm always like, well, we're going to come back. So if I don't get to go to be our guest this time, we'll catch it next time, or whatever the case may be. I've actually found that I've never really had a problem getting fast passes for what I wanted. You know, when we booked the trip a few weeks out. And as for the ADRs, I don't know if I'm lucky, but I usually check during our trip, and people must cancel last minute. And I'm always able to get like a sit down whenever I want it last minute. Like we're talking maybe same day even, so. We must just have extra pixie dust following us around.
You must, you know, I do the same thing though, because as much as I plan for my guests on our trips, I've been there so many times, I don't feel like there is something that is, you know, usually a must do. Now, we're going down in June, so we want to be there for the Toy Story grand opening. We're going to be there that day. So obviously, yeah, I want to do those right away. So I'll be planning those exactly when I can. But other than that, like if I don't get in a sci-fi, you know, I can go to Mama Melrose. Or if I don't get in Homecoming, yeah, I can go get something at Deluxe Burger or the Boathouse. You know, I'm not real picky that way. So I think it's, you're lucky, you know, when we get to go multiple times, we're very lucky in the fact that, like you just said, you know, I'll be back. I can do that some other trip if, you know, if I can't get it this time. And it doesn't, it make you just feel kind of relaxed? I mean, I see so many people down there that are uptight, and I get it. If you don't get to go very often, you want to get everything you can out of that trip. But there's something to be said for that mindset that, you know, I'm fine. Whatever I get done, this trip's a bonus. I'm just going to have a great time.
Yeah, we took our honeymoon, we did a Disney moon, and that was my husband's first trip down, and I wasn't sure if he was gonna like it or want to go back, so I definitely tried to cram a lot into that week we were down there, and by like the third day we were both like over it. So we definitely, that definitely changed how we like travel down there. And with a kid now, it's like a totally different experience. Like we were, I think I actually was really, really nervous about going down with her, but she was such a good baby that it really flowed well. Like we spent a lot of time at the pool, which is how we vacation. And she did really well on the rides. It was just, the trip really worked out really, really perfectly.
All right. So much to jump into for this particular trip that I think our listeners will be excited to hear about. So tell us about, you know, what was the experience at the Sugarloaf Club level over at the Grand Floridian? I mean, what were the rooms like? What were the amenities that you got to enjoy being on club level? What was the entire experience like being there?
Well, for check-in, which I guess would be a tip for somebody who's going to check into club level, I didn't know that there was their own separate check-in desk. So we kind of waited on the regular line in the main building. And when we got up there, the cast member was like, oh, you guys could have just went straight to the Sugarloaf building and checked in there. But she checked us in and walked us over. There's like a concierge in the lobby there. And when we got there, you have to use your magic band to scan in to the building. I guess that's how they keep track of who should be in there. And when you walk in, it's the lobby. There's an attendant. There's food out. There's tables and the TVs. It's kind of like a normal Disney lobby, but just on a smaller scale. And the rooms, we got a garden view room with the two beds, and there was a pack and play. And we also, at that time, since she was still, drinking from the bottle, we requested a microwave to warm up her milk, and that was in the room upon arrival, too. And something that just came to mind was before we left, maybe 3 or 4 days before my trip, I actually received a text message from a Disney cast member kind of just asking me if there were any last minute items I would need, if I had my Magical Express set up, kind of just like touching base with me, which I thought was like really nice. At first I was a little like worried because I never got a text message. So I was like, this is kind of weird, but I thought that was like really nice. And as for the amenities, one thing that stands out to me is I had a mimosa one morning. I think it was the second morning there. And every morning after that, the same attendant had a mimosa like waiting for me.
Nice.
It was like great. I mean, I forget his name now, but he was so like awesome. Everything we could want, he anticipated it. We saw him every day and he just like really anticipated all our needs. And I feel like that comes with Disney though. I haven't really ever had a trip where I felt like I was neglected, and this trip was no different. We were able to use, there were multiple pools, but we didn't really use the main pool because the smaller, I guess they call it the quiet pool, was literally across from the lobby. And that worked for us since Payne was still very young anyway, so she wasn't going to really enjoy the water slides and all the extras. And the monorail, I should have mentioned, one of the reasons I booked Grand Floridian, besides the fact that it's the Grand Floridian, was because it was a monorail resort, and I knew she was going to be in a stroller. And I did not want to have to take her out of the stroller, fold the stroller up, get on the bus, might not have a seat and have to hold her. So getting on and off the monorail and just like walking through Grand Floridian to get back to the room was just like so convenient. I don't know if I could ever go back to a non-monorail resort. Now we have two kids, so a double stroller on the bus, I don't know about that.
You got to watch that. I did, like I've always said on the podcast, I got a veranda on our honeymoon cruise, and now I'm paying for a veranda for the rest of my life. You know,
yeah. It's like
you can't step back. But you know, that's a great consideration because you got to think about, you know, the mechanics of the trip and be pragmatic about it. You know, what is going to help me not only just have the magic of going to ride in Peter Pan, but, you know, how can I make this easy to get from point A to point B? How can I get the family fed? Speaking of, you know, eating and stuff like that, you guys had snacks and food available in the club level. So you mentioned you were kind of thinking that would supplement, you know, being on a quick service dining plan. Did you find the food and the offerings in the club level lounge acceptable? And what would you guys have?
I will say that I don't think we would ever do a quick service again, only because it was just too much fast food. But supplementing, I can't really say if supplementing it worked out. I mean, the food was good. It was a lot of finger food in the morning, oatmeal, cold cereal, muffins, bagels, things like that. My husband is a breakfast guy, so he kind of likes the full Monty. He likes the pancakes and the eggs and the bacon, which he couldn't get in the club level. And then around lunchtime, they switch it out to there's like chips and salsa or guac, little like cocktail hot dogs, scones. And then for dinner time, there was more they had like chicken teriyaki skewers. What else? I can't remember now.
just like little finger foods like and hors d'oeuvres.
Food, like hors d'oeuvres and finger food. I'm sorry?
Yeah, just like hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that.
It worked out just because of the way we were kind of vacationing this time. But in the future, I don't think I would be able to really supplement. It's a plus, but not to do meals for 5 days. I think after like the third day, we were kind of... Because it kind of is the same food every day, so
by
the third day, you're kind of over it, but...
No more cocktail weenies. You need to have something better than that.
It also includes, for people who like to drink, like beers and wines at night. Although they did say that it's always available, but I saw it out... I'm sorry, Peyton.
That's good. It gives us a little atmosphere. We're talking about Peyton's first trip.
And then they also have dessert after dinner. Then they also have desserts out, which is my weakness. So on that front, it was definitely worth it. It was like a little mini dessert party every night.
Yes. Nothing wrong. I remember I stayed club level at the beach club and it was the same thing. I kind of went crazy. I only stayed for one night, but I got my money's worth in the club lounge that one night. So, so now the first time we took Mallory, she was 6 months old. So about the same age as Peyton. It was a great trip because, you know, when she was three, it was more challenging because she had a mind of her own. She was mobile, you know, and it was just like, you know, it was kind of crazy. The only thing we had to really concern ourselves with were like napping and feeding, you know, keeping her on that schedule. So you guys went into the parks. You did Epcot. You did a pool day. You did some Disney Springs, some Magic Kingdom. What were some of the highlights? Looking back on this now, you know, this was last September, the end of September. You guys said you enjoy Food and Wine Festival. So just walk us through some of the times in the parks. What were some of the best times?
Well, we started at Epcot because we arrived on a Sunday and we were meeting some friends and they were only off on the weekend and we weren't going to stay till the next weekend. So we went to Epcot first, and that was actually our first time doing Food and Wine on a weekend, because any other time we've gone like on a weekday and we've gone like 11 a.m. when World Showcase opens up. Mm-hmm. So that was a bit challenging, like pushing her in the stroller. It was packed. Like, I guess I see why. I mean, I understand why it was the weekend, but that definitely, I wasn't expecting that level of crowds, even though I mean, the crowd calendar kind of tells you that. But she loved the Seas with Nemo and Friends. At that time, she doesn't know any characters or anything, but the animatronics, the songs, she was like smiling the whole time. And then we spent about an hour actually in the aquarium, and she was just looking into the tanks, and they have that huge panorama tank that goes like two floors. She was like mesmerized by that. And then we did Living with the Land, which obviously is not much for her to look at, but she was calm in the boat. And then after that, we kind of headed over we met up with our friends, and she just was in the stroller I think she fell asleep. She did fall asleep. She fell asleep the whole time we were at Epcot. And the next day, I think I let my husband sleep in, and I went with her by myself to Magic Kingdom. And I think those were really where the memories come from on this trip. And especially Magic Kingdom is geared towards, you know, the younger kids. We did the People Mover twice because I love the People Mover, and they just let me stay on with her and just go another roundabout. Me and her, I shared a cinnamon bun with her for breakfast.
Nice.
You know, it's on vacation, so it doesn't count. And then my husband finally woke up. I say finally, but it's probably like 10 a.m. But he finally like met up with us, and we did Haunted Mansion, the Little Mermaid ride. We did a whole bunch. We did all of the rides that she was able to sit in my lap. Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, she sat in my lap for. Anything she could get on, we did. The second Magic Kingdom day, we went in the evening, and we rode Dumbo. I've actually never ridden Dumbo, maybe as a kid, but not as an adult. And at night, it was just so... It was so magical. Like, there's really no other way to explain it. I have a video. I can see the castle lit up. Like, Peyton was loving it. It was just such a good memory. The carousel, it's so weird. The castle she loved, when we got home, there's a little zoo near us that has a carousel. She would not get on it. She only wants that Disney carousel.
Smart kid.
Yeah. We didn't. Oh, we also watched the fireworks, which I was a little nervous about. I wasn't sure if it was going to be too loud for her. And I didn't have any headphones or anything. But we actually sat behind the castle at Auntie something Galactic Treats?
Yes, and Auntie Gravity's.
And we ate ice cream and watched the fireworks from there, which was a new thing for both of us, actually, too, because we usually stand on Main Street. But I know this was with wishes, so I don't know if it'll work with Happily Ever After, but we were able to see the fireworks perfectly. Obviously, you can't see the little projections on the castle, but the fireworks, which is what I'm mainly there for, perfect view. And we also were able to watch Wishes from the resort one night in front of the quick service that they have. Mm-hmm. There's outside seating, and we grabbed ice cream. I had a wine from Club Level, and we were able to watch it there. We heard the music. We heard the whole show. So that was actually pretty nice, too, to not have to battle crowds and... worry about getting the shoulder through that gridlock that happens on Main Street. It was really nice and relaxing.
Yeah, it's a great spot to watch fireworks there from Grand Floridian. I know exactly where you're speaking of. We've stood there ourselves, and you know, it's nice. You know, of course, you're not on Main Street or in the hub, but you're also not elbow to elbow with 1,000 people and everybody ramming you. And you know, it's not this huge competition for a spot. So something to be said for that. Now, let me ask you this last thing, because I see on the notes that you provided, one of the last things you got was a surprise from your husband. So walk us.
Yeah.
This is the best way to wrap the show. So tell us about going to Senses Spa, because that's one of the great indulgences at Walt Disney World.
My husband was actually pretty smart, because he called me first and asked. This was the day that I was in Magic Kingdom by myself with Peyton. He called me before he came. He's like, do we have any plans for tomorrow morning? I was like, no, probably just go to the pool or whatever and just hang out for a little bit and then maybe go to the parks later on. So he's like, all right, don't make plans. Like, my husband's really bad at surprises because I kind of know the surprise is coming, but I just don't know what it is. So the next morning when I woke up, I'm like, all right, so what's the surprise? And he said that he had booked an hour massage for me at Senses Spa, which is at the Grand Floridian. I know there's also one at Saratoga Springs. And so I walked over there from our building. It was maybe like a 5 or 10 minute walk. Beautiful grounds, especially in the morning when like most people are either still sleeping or kind of getting ready and going to the parks. It's pretty quiet. They take really good care of their grounds, as any Disney resort. And when I got there, I checked in and I chatted with the cast member at the desk for a little bit because I had a phone case that has fast passes all over it. And she noticed that. And she was just telling me how she used to actually work at Disneyland. And we were talking about like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and like just all the rides that Snow White's like Scary Adventure. And she checked me in. Then I was brought to the back, changed into like this luxurious robe and slippers, and just waited in the lobby, and not the lobby, but the waiting area for my masseuse. And they provide, you know, like cucumber water and light snacks, magazines, things like that. I got taken back for my massage. After the massage, you are able to hang out in there's a room that has a sauna and kind of like a whirlpool jacuzzi, but it's a really big one. So I was, after the massage, I went to the sauna for maybe like 30 minutes and I hung out in the whirlpool for another 30 minutes. I really didn't want to leave, but my husband was like texting me that he was starving. So I got to leave, but I could probably stay there all day. Like if I had no other obligations, I probably would have hung out there all day. It was so relaxing, so nice. It was just really, really peaceful. And especially like with Disney vacations, you know, sometimes they're not really vacations. So it was nice to kind of have like, just like 2 hours of just peace and quiet. And it was much needed.
You know what? I did that exact same thing. My wife surprised me with a massage over at Senses at the Grand Floridian too. After my first full marathon, I think it was in January of 2015. And you walked me right through that experience. I remember putting on that really nice robe and I had the green slippers on. And I mean, talk about a fish out of water. I was in the right, you know, like I enjoyed the massage, but I just felt like, you know, I was like one of those pictures, like what one thing doesn't belong in this setting? And it was me. You know? I was just like, this is so strange, but you're right. I mean, I think that especially for folks like us that get to go quite often, and if your whole family gets to go, you know, you go with your significant other, you know, and you've taken your kids for years. I think that's something to consider surprising somebody with, you know, because I think that as a Disney fan, you just said it. When we go down, we go so hard that we get back and sometimes our bodies feel like, you know, we played an entire NFL football season because of all the wear and tear we put on it while we're down there. You know what I'm saying? Like having not even a day, but just having, you know, a block of 3 to 4 hours, get a massage, chill out, you know, wake up late. I think there's something to be said for that. I think that's a great option. I think your husband did really well on that one, right?
Yeah, he set the bar high. So whenever our next trip is, hopefully for my daughter's third birthday, he's going to have to... He's going to have to come up with something.
Awesome. Well, Dominique, I appreciate you taking the time to kick off the week with what sounds like a great trip. And we appreciate Peyton there giving us a little background loop there for the show. We appreciate she's quite the singer. So thanks so much. I appreciate it. And hope you have a great next trip. I'm sure you're heading down to Walt Disney World soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Wisdom of Walt. Two great books. You got the original, The Wisdom of Walt, and Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, both available for the Disney fan in your life. Even if it's you, treat yourself. So check them out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. And don't stand in line and make sure you get the best resort room on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal Vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com. Check them out. Let them know you heard about them here. Again, over at touringplans.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. We've got an awesome Facebook group at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. And don't forget, please support the show as you do your online shopping. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Almost forgot the link today. No, please use it. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your week. Thank you so much for checking in. We'll be back again on Wednesday with your listener questions. So for Mike... Or for Dominique, I'm Mike. Boy, I'm having a great start to my week already. Ooh, hopefully it gets better. Thanks again for checking in. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.